This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. President-elect Joe Biden is headed to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, ready to take power as the nation reels from the coronavirus pandemic and soaring unemployment. There is also serious concern about whether more violence could be in the future as he prepares to take the oath of office on Wednesday. The president-elect had planned to take a train into Washington ahead of Inauguration Day, but he scratched the plan amid security concerns after this month's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Instead, he's flying into a military airbase and motorcading into a city that's been flooded by some 25,000 National Guard troops. The U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell claimed Tuesday that outgoing President Donald Trump provoked thousands of his supporters at the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th. The attack was a futile effort to block Congress from certifying President-elect Biden's November election victory. McConnell said the mob was fed lies and also said they were provoked by the president and other powerful people. Some of the rioters vandalized the building, ransacked congressional offices, and scuffled with police in the mayhem that left five people dead, including a police officer. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 400,000. It's a grim milestone of the pandemic on President Trump's final day in office, who spent much of the beginning of the pandemic downplaying the threat. The 400,000 marker comes almost exactly a year after health officials diagnosed the nation's first case of the virus. The coronavirus has killed nearly as many Americans who are lost annually to strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu, pneumonia combined. This is VOA News. President-elect Biden's hopes of quick confirmation of his nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security have been blocked. Republican Senator Josh Hawley said Tuesday that he would block a procedural move to bypass full committee consideration of Alejandro Mayorkas's nomination to lead DHS. The move means the Mayorkas confirmation may go to the full Senate, and there's little chance he can be confirmed as Biden takes office Wednesday. Hawley said he made the move because Mayorkas, in his confirmation hearing, would not commit to spending the $1.4 billion appropriated to expand the border wall with Mexico. Biden said he would halt future construction. Mayorkas said he would have to determine how the law requires DHS to spend the money. The new president plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person granted anonymity to discuss the legislation. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies. China on Tuesday welcomed reports that President-elect Biden may sign an executive order to bring the U.S. back to the Paris Agreement on climate change as soon as he takes office on Wednesday. The United States formally left the Paris Agreement last year, a global pact it helped forge 5 years ago to avert the threat of a catastrophic climate change. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C. currently, just ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of President-elect Biden. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continue to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may have dissuaded all but the most determined protesters from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned 3 individuals, 14 entities, and 6 vessels for their ties to a Mexico-based network involved in the sale of Venezuelan oil benefiting the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The list of actors designated by the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control includes an Italian and a Swiss citizen, as well as a Venezuelan-Spanish dual citizen. The listed entities include organizations based in places like Malta, Panama, and Zimbabwe. 2 U.S. companies based in New York City were also designated. More stories on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.